Hello, everyone. You're listening to the LifeScan Learning Lab edition of the Get Balanced podcast with Dr. Donnie and co-host Todd LaDuke, episode 59.
Welcome to the Get Balanced podcast with Dr. Donnie. If you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or emergency medical professional who would like to improve your family relationships, your physical and mental health, and want to have success at work and at home, well, this show is for you. Welcome to the Get Balanced program. Let's get started.
Hey, folks, this is Dr. Donnie, and I am telling you, I'm excited that the Get Balanced podcast has an official sponsor, and I want to tell you a little bit about them. And it is FirstNet, built with the AT&T. And what I want to tell you about them is probably part of it is that many of you already know this, but for first responders and frontline workers, communication, as we know, is not a luxury, but it's a lifesaver. And that's why FirstNet, built with AT&T, was created. Now, the FirstNet mission is to make communication faster, safer, and more collaborative for first responders and other public safety personnel. FirstNet helps first responders and frontline workers connect when they are on and off duty. They get access to priority and preemption capabilities. This means they connect to the network first. In emergency situations, first responders move to the front of the line to access critical bandwidth they need to send and receive, whether it's voice, data, video, images, and text. Now, during an emergency, FirstNet is a critical connection between first responders to technology and also to each other, giving them access to information quickly and when every second counts. With FirstNet, first responders and frontline workers get a highly secure, reliable network with 24/7, 365 customer care and monitoring. Now, to get more information about FirstNet, go visit your local AT&T store or visit firstnet.com. Now, let me go in and introduce our guest for this week. Hey, folks, welcome again to the LifeScan Learning Lab edition of the Get Balanced podcast. I am your host, Dr. Donnie, and my co-host, the one that all of you are coming to listen to on Thursdays, is retired Chief Todd LaDuke, as well as the Chief Strategy Officer for LifeScan Wellness Centers. And I'll tell you, as we've been recording these throughout the weeks, the things that I'm learning about these scans and images and the blood work and everything that's going on and the lives that are being saved is absolutely phenomenal. So here comes another great show. And Todd, let me kick it over to you and you can introduce our guests.
Sounds great. Thanks, Donnie. And don't let Donnie kid you. He's the star of the show and makes all this magic happen. I just show up and ask a couple questions. So I'm thrilled and honored to have a great partner to work with, and delighted today to have another friend and colleague who I've come to know and respect, and that's Chief Greg Markley from the Puget Sound Fire Authority out on the West Coast. So, Greg, it's a pleasure to have you. I know you're busy. I appreciate you making time to come on today's episode.
All right. Hey, thanks, Todd. And thanks, Donnie. It's a pleasure to be here. We've been trying to put this together for the last couple months, and mainly due to my schedule and hiccups in my schedule, it's been difficult. So it's been my pleasure to come on today. So I'll start with a brief introduction about myself. As Todd had said, I work here in Puget Sound Fire, just south of Seattle, about 20 minutes south of Seattle. We have 13 stations, about 280 career firefighters and a total of 350 personnel in our department. I've been here for now 37 years, number two on the seniority list, and my good friend, Captain Terry McCartan, not likely to leave anytime soon. He's got me back a couple of years. So I think back on my career, both two paths. One, I did this path as a union representative since I was hired in the fire department. In fact, I was hired in 1984 and I came out of college, hired on, knew nothing about the fire service. And I think you can relate to this, Todd, back when we were hired, very paramilitaristic organizations. And that was common across the country and still is to this day, although we've come to find out that actually taking care of each other is probably a better thing than not. with the old, strategies and cultures that we lived with back then. We're just, suck it up, buttercup, and, basically don't express any emotions, those types of things. So things have changed really completely. So in this path as a union representative, I came up through the union side, became the president of my local, and then on to our state association, the Washington State Council of Firefighters, and where I serve as the secretary treasurer there. And we're going to get into how that relationship then ties in with the Northwest Firefighter Trust and LifeScan. And then from the department side, I came up through the department side as an officer, a young officer in 1990, and then on to a battalion chief, and then a division chief, where currently today I work primarily on some of our health and fitness piece, governmental relations, accreditation. We're an accredited department here with Puget Sound Fire, and I've been in the accreditation managers and managing all of our grants, AFG and SAFER grants, and I've had a lot of success there. So I'll stop there and any specific questions that you might have, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for that, Greg. You know, you've had a long and distinguished career, and you've really had a tremendous morphing, I guess, that you've come up through the ranks and serving in fire administration. And you also have that labor perspective. And I know, how important that is on any type of initiative, when we look at implementing is that joint labor management approach. So, you really have exemplified that during your tenure, so was something to be real proud of. You know, you touched a little bit on actually, let me start by asking you this before we get to the relationship that you've built with LifeScan. But let me ask for those of you that may not know, because we have a large audience and some of them are international. But you recently ran for an executive board position with the IFF, and I assume in doing that, I've had to run for the board of directors for the IFC, Safety, Health, and Survival section, and it's a great opportunity to get out and listen to members of the service, and it's a national position. I'm sure you had some perspectives that you took away from and some insights that you heard around the country. And just wondering that experience that you went through, if you could maybe just talk a little bit about what maybe some takeaways were for you. Yeah. and how it maybe will affect you going forward.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up. Certainly it was my great honor to run for General Secretary Treasurer of the IFF this last year, a different environment. Generally in a campaign like that, you'd have a 2-3 year campaign. They're 4-year terms there. And those positions don't come up very often. In fact, there hadn't been a real race for those two positions, the actual president and general secretary treasurer, since 1988. So you can imagine it has to fit within the time frame. It has to fit within your window, basically. And it was my honor to run for that position. And although not much travel in the pandemic environment, I had a chance to go back east a couple times, but most of it was with virtual meetings. And, I think my main takeaway is, one, there's this common bond amongst firefighters and EMS personnel. We all have this common bond to want to give back. We always hear about these very dangerous things that are happening. Take, for example, what's going on in Surfside down in Florida right now. And I see all those men and women from those deployed teams. And if you would ask them, they just would say, just doing my job, right? And you can imagine the things they're seeing. I know I've seen some of those things, and you've seen those things too, Todd, that have lasting impacts on your life. And we don't think about it at the time, but sometimes those things carry with us. And I think, Donnie, you could, relate to those things and some of the things that you talk about in your classes. But in general, going out to talk to members of the IFF across the country virtually, mostly, you take East Coast, West Coast, in the middle of this country, you don't realize that how good we have it, East Coast, West Coast, for the most part. And those are some of the major population centers and our unions as well, particularly our brothers and sisters down south who don't have a lot. They don't make a lot of money. They don't have great relationships with their employers. And I think that's some of the things that we can help them in increasing those interactions with their employers. Talk about the things that, you know, we've learned in our respective departments and our careers. And I've had many calls since then about the things that we've done here in the Pacific Northwest, and specifically the things that we've done for post-retirement medical. It was really my chance to highlight Washington State and the 7th District for the IFF. And the IFF 7th District is Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska. And the things that we've created. We created a post-retirement medical account, which really allowed us to pay for medical when we retired. And I think we as firefighters, that's one of the biggest struggles in most departments where you don't have post-retirement medical, is how do you pay for that? And then secondly is having a medical plan, which we created in the Northwest Firefighter Trust out here in Washington State a few years ago. And then that's how we created our relationship with LifeScan. And every opportunity that I've had, and I know we're going to get into this more specifically, is when I meet with people, not only talking about our trust, but talking about the things that we've created to take care of our health so we can have this, you know, happy, healthy retirement, which we all deserve. And I think that's been probably the main takeaway, is the have and have nots, and how we can help those of our brothers and sisters do better for themselves in the future.
And Greg, that's a great probably segue too. And I think, you know, one of the things, at least in my opinion, you can be very proud of, you know, is the platform that you ran on in some of those key issues. You know, I'm sure, like myself, coming up in the service, you know, 35 years ago, there wasn't really a lot of talk on taking care of our members and health and wellness. And today that really has shifted in that focus, and largely through efforts of folks like yourself and others that have made it a priority and have said, you know, hey, that is something we need to focus on, is taking care of our members, not just during active duty, but into retirement. You know, the some of the scars we see that you just pointed out, I talked to our good friend and my former union president, Walt Dix, who's down at the collapse zone with IFF leadership. And you're absolutely right. I mean, the things that they'll see there stay with you for an eternity. And it's important that we take care of each other. So I want to talk a little bit about your leadership and how you kind of built a very unique, at least from LifeScan standpoint, a unique partnership, not only at Puget Sound, but you had a much bigger focus in looking at the kind of the big picture from both the Washington State Council and for the health trust that you all have built. And wonder if you can just share a little bit about that. I know you all were doing exams at the time, and you know, I've talked about and written about extensively the need for, even though I'm now on 1582 committee on you know, the need for enhanced screenings for firefighters that are different from other population groups. And just touch on kind of that relationship that you had such a leadership role in forging, because I think it's something, I think it really is. I know for LifeScan, working with a health trust was new to us, but I think it provides a model for maybe the rest of the country to look at least and say, you know, is this something that would benefit our members, active duty and into retirement? So I know we've started, you know, dialogues with the Western Chiefs, and they're very, you know, interested in the model that you've created. So maybe just talk a little bit about how that came to be and where it's at today and where you envision it might go in the future.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. And I'll go back a little ways. So let's go all the way back to 1998. And I'll go through this very quickly. So we as a state association, the Washington State Council of Firefighters, predominantly here in the Pacific Northwest, there's no post-retirement medical for public safety, zero. Unlike other states that may have, you work 20 years and you get medical for you and your family or you and your spouse for the rest of your life. That's unheard of out here in the Pacific Northwest. And you know, we were struggling with, okay, let's figure out a way first how to pay for post-retirement medical. So back in 1999, we created this medical expense reimbursement plan. And basically what that is just a savings plan on a monthly basis for us as firefighters. We'd hold the money for you throughout your career and give it back to you for post-retirement medical expenses when you retire. You know, currently we have over 8,300 firefighters in that plan, and we just passed the asset level of $200 million. So you can imagine, as an example, you pay $100 into this account every month, and then you do a 25-year career. We turn around and then give you about $430 a month for the rest of your life tax-free towards post-retirement medical. So we created that plan. Then roll up into about 2014. Then it was like our big goal was, one, create a plan to save for post-retirement medical, and then two, create a medical plan. So in 2014, we created the Northwest Firefighter Trust with just two locals. And we were fully insured at that time. We didn't have the reserves to be self-insured. And then fast forward today, we have 50 locals, 50 IFF locals in the Northwest Firefighter Trust, and we have about 3,300 members and 400 retirees on that plan across five different states. We actually have locals in Connecticut, Illinois, Nevada, Alaska, Washington, Idaho, and Montana, actually seven different states. And we're looking to expand. I was just on a call earlier today, actually this morning, for another possible local in Florida. And we're looking to expand. And, you know, we had pushed the IFF, not pushed, we had encouraged the IFF many years ago. There was a resolution at convention way back in about 2010 encouraging the IFF to create a national healthcare plan. And maybe it was bandwidth or maybe just lack of resources. They didn't have the ability to tackle it. And it's a multi-pronged issue, as you can imagine, with all of these different states and benefits and all of those types of things. So I think we solved that. So then as we then, from 2014 today, we've advanced our benefits within the plan. And I happened to be in a meeting in Chicago just a couple of years ago and had a chance to hear Patricia Johnson, who's the owner of LifeScan, talk about her plan and the plan she had created and you are a part of, Todd, and we're with her husband. And so I was very interested, knowing that we really didn't have physicals, medical physicals within the structure of the Northwest Firefighter Trust. Now, every department up here had this hit or miss opportunity for physicals. In my department, Puget Sound Fire, we actually just used a local doctor, gave him prescriptively, hey, here's NFPA 1582. We want to do this physical. And we went through those physicals many years. And it was just like checking boxes. And it was more like basically this cattle call. You're just moving in real quickly. You're getting 10 minutes with the doc, doing your eye exam, hearing exam, done. And, you know, oftentimes when you would take, they may just take your blood that day. So they didn't even have a chance to even read your results, and they'd mail you your results. So we knew that that wasn't the intent of 1582. So I had a chance to dive deeper and looking at LifeScan. In fact, my department, my fire chief, Matt Morris, and deputy chief, Aaron Tireman, I talked to them about this. And we actually had a chance to go back to Tampa, where LifeScan is headquartered, and go through a physical right there in their offices. We took four people. So myself, deputy chief, a male firefighter who's about 35 years old, ex-NFL football player, and then one of our women here on the department who's about 30 years old. And so we went through the physical back there. And when we walked out of that physical, went out to lunch, and all of us said, hey, I guess I've really never had a physical before, if this is a physical, and all the things that we did. In fact, Cody, who was the ex-NFL football player, he says, that's the most extensive physical I've had, with the exception of the obvious playing in the NFL where they took a lot of x-rays. And I knew then we had to bring this to the whole Northwest Firefighter Trust and figure out a way to make it happen. So I then progressed to LifeScan came up last year. You can imagine pandemic. And we ran about 40 people through, and this is in December of last year, through the medical physical. And I had a lot of different departments, whether they are in our trust or not. I really wanted everybody to get exposure to what I thought was the premier medical physical in the country. And we did that, and it's now exploded here in Washington State. And we've now put the physical, the coverage for the medical physical, the cost of it is just embedded in our Northwest Firefighter Trust. There's no cost to the individual to take the physical. And now department by department, you can imagine our 50 locals across the country are then now scheduling and coordinating with LifeScan. We basically hand it off to the department and LifeScan to do this physical. And outside of that, and I know Todd, you've been working here in Washington State, there are many other departments and locals that aren't part of our trust that are now engaged in doing physicals for LifeScan. So it's been a complete success. And like I said, there are many departments doing one-offs related to medical physicals. And I think what we're finding out in general is they weren't satisfied with them. They were basically just checking a box. And we can do so much better for that. And right here in our department, we've found three or four people that had serious issues that needed to be addressed. And I'm very proud of the fact that I had a part of bringing those medical physicals into our department so those people could get those issues addressed.
Hey, Greg, I have a question on with the departments in the trust that with the LifeScan, what is the utilization rate? I mean, is everyone getting that very thorough physical, or how do the departments manage that?
Yeah, we have a, so it depends on the department, very progressive department and a progressive union. So we actually have a mandatory physical.
Awesome.
It's mandatory that you do the physical. Now it varies. The department right next door to us, they have voluntary physicals. Now we'd like to go to just what NFPA 1582 and the Wellness Fitness Initiative from the IFF says, mandatory physical, but not punitive. And I think that's where we're trying to move across this state and working with our state fire chiefs as well. There's always this fear about, boy, I don't want the department to get the results of my physical. And that's okay, let's just call it a wellness physical then to start until that comfort level builds, knowing that administration is gonna support you. They've invested a lot of money in you as a firefighter. They wanted to train you in all these years that you've been on the job. They don't wanna lose you. So it's about finding out what those issues are, addressing those issues, and then coming back to work as soon as possible, because we know we have these minimum staffing issues, which creates overtime, and it does no good to have one of us get, find out that we have some type of disease process or illness late, so that we're just gone a long time, as opposed to catching it early and getting it rectified as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And you know, Donnie's questions, I mean, such a great benefit from the trust, right? It's providing basically the employers that financial, it just removes that financial piece of paying for, you know, such a comprehensive 3-hour physical. And, you know, you mentioned Cody's comment, about NFL and, you know, we refer to firefighters now as tactical athletes. Yeah. And there's been so much written in, you know, the extremes that we operate in, whether it's Surfside or whether it's a structure fire in a single family, is, you know, we're really performing at the same levels as professional athletes. And that medical surveillance has to be in place, or unfortunately, that's where we've all seen tragedy can happen if it's not. So I'm thrilled to hear that we've had some early detection in Puget Sound. I think I shared with you our guest that's coming on right after you was a 36-year-old Albemarle, Virginia firefighter that LifeScan's imaging picked up kidney cancer. And his prior exams were unable to pick it up. So we certainly look forward to continue to evolve that relationship, and as your leadership has really put health and wellness front and center, you know, I think we're going to see a lot more entities, trust departments that look at how do we enhance the level of what we're currently doing. And, you know, you don't have to look far to see the results of life-saving stories with that. I know We actually had Mike Tirana on yesterday talking about why he founded LifeScan and how LifeScan found his own prostate cancer. You know, and as he pointed out, about 15% of the 45 to 50,000 exams we're doing a year now, there's a significant finding. And while that sounds scary, you're absolutely right, Greg, is you'd rather, you know, find out that you've got something going on at the earliest stage. So it's manageable, right? It's like anything, right. Preventative maintenance, you know, whether right. It's our apparatus or our bodies. So,
right. And Todd, I'll stop you right. Let me share a personal story. I'm one of those people. You don't know this. And I'll share this story with you and your listeners. So I went through the medical physical this last year, and they did the ultrasound. And I think it was the nurse then that I went in with Matt, and she thought that, hey, you know, your thyroid looks a little different than it should. Of course, I didn't, you know, couldn't read the ultrasound, but certainly she said you might want to follow up. So fast forward. Now, we don't always find cancer, but we find issues, right? So fast forward through all of these tests and find out that I come up with hyperthyroidism. Hyperthyroidism is relatively common in the population, about 1% or so, but you can have some real negative impacts if that goes unchecked for a long time. So luckily I've had a chance to see a doctor, and these medications that I'm taking, hopefully I can just fast forward here and solve the problem. I mean, the alternatives are you basically take a chemical drug and kill your thyroid, and you're on thyroid medication for the rest of your life. So I am a beneficiary of the LifeScan medical physical and was brought here to the department because I didn't know. I had no idea. I thought I was just losing weight because, you know, it's the pandemic and I'm working out more. But, you know, one of the contributing factors was this issue with hypothyroidism. So I have been a beneficiary, and I'm so thankful, one, for LifeScan, but two, thankful that my chief and the board of the Northwest Firefighter Trust had the comfort level and the wisdom to bring this type of medical physical into the Northwest Firefighter Trust to serve all of our members. So yeah, I think it's been a great success, and I personally, it's affected me as well.
Yeah, no, thanks for sharing that personal story, Greg. And I would have guessed that. So every time I talk to you, you're biking or hiking or on a mountaintop somewhere. So I would have guessed that certainly from your physical activity level, but I'm glad, you know, that's the value of such a comprehensive, I mean, if you think about it, where can we go in today's medical environment and get a bundled 3-hour yep. comprehensive exam that's focused on not symptomology, but early detection prior to symptoms? So thrilled to hear that you had a great outcome. And
yeah, and I think you hit on it there. 3-hour comprehensive medical exam. Now, for those of you out there listening, I know you get medical physicals. If it lasts 20 minutes, that's probably pretty good, right? So I think that's the key. We're actually taking the time to look at the results. You get your blood drawn first. It's not you get your blood drawn there and they mail you the results. This is somebody sitting down with you with all of the results of not only your physical exam, but your blood draw prior to that as well. So that's what makes it so comprehensive. And then, of course, all the ultrasound that's done that helps with early detection as well.
Well, that's great. And we're working to get well. He's got a son working his way into the fire service, and you know, it's great that you give platitudes to the leadership. But it really, you know, when you look around the country, it's folks that have that vision, and certainly, Greg, you've had the vision and been able to define the roadmap to make it easy for others to support. So thank you for all you've done for the fire service. And I want to say the Northwest, but I think there's a lot of eyes of the country on it, and it will continue to pay dividends, and you're going to have a great legacy of being able to look and say, you know, you helped change the way early detection is applied to the fire service in general. So thank you for your leadership. I want to, as I said when we started, be mindful. I know we've got you know, a busy chief who took time out of his day to join us and share So I know you're going to be on my list to invite back for sure. And I'm sure Donnie probably is thinking about maybe inviting you out. We didn't get a lot of chance to talk about family and how you balance all that you do, both for the department on the labor side and the trust and the Washington Council. So I know Donnie probably is itching to have you on as a guest on his as well. But any final comments, Greg, before we wrap up today? And you know, for our listeners, you certainly give a lot to thought think about from my perspective. But any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know how fast these careers go, Todd. Right, blink your eyes. I can think back to my days in the academy, you know, 30 plus years ago. And I think fundamentally, we all have this one common bond being in the fire service, but two, this common thought process to leave it better than when we came in, right? Leave it better, to move the bar forward. And I think that that is what we've done. You know, we have so much fun along the way. And if we happen to make things better, all the greater accomplishments for us. And that's what I really feel like. You know, from day to day, you tackle all these problems and issues. And really, it's about just moving the ball forward. And that's been my goal. And I think we've done some of those things here in Washington State, and particularly with the Northwest Firefighter Trust and LifeScan.
Yeah, absolutely. From my perspective, you know, you hear it all the time, you know, pay it forward, leave it better than you found it. And you certainly have demonstrated that, you know, with action and a track record. So thank you for walking the walk, I guess is what I would say. And Donnie, any final thoughts?
Well, you know, when I think about the comprehensive and the preventiveness and everything that LifeScan does, and I remember this one quote, it's sort of like, I use it in a workshop, is that, you know, health brings us a freedom that few realize until they no longer have it. Yeah. And it is so true that, you know, when I preach all the time about work-life balance, but it's all conditioned upon how well we take care of ourselves. Because let me get your thoughts on that, Greg. I'm a believer of the more effective we are at taking care of ourselves, the more effective we can be in our careers and with our families. What's your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. It's one, our physical health, right? You hurt your back or your hands, you know, all of a sudden it's, you know, you can't do anything. But then more importantly is our mental health.
Yeah.
And I think you're talking about, you know, that work-life balance, which is so difficult for some of us. It really is. And it takes a concerted effort to try to make a difference there, to take the time, just some downtime to have fun, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, life gets a hold of us too much, you know, and we don't enjoy it. And I think if we just step back, take a deep breath and try to enjoy the things we have and actually look around, we find that it's so much better sometimes than we think it is. And, you know, maybe in another opportunity, we'll have a chance to talk about PTSD, PTSI, what the IFF is doing with the Wellness Center, all of those things and the accomplishments we've had with the Northwest Firefighter Trust as well, helping our members deal with issues that they're struggling with to make their lives better for both them and their families in the future.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great tee up for segment number two with Chief Greg Markley, and you know, so much more to talk about. And Greg, appreciate your time today and your insights.
Absolutely.
And your leadership. And I know we'll be reaching back out to you to have you back on. So until that time, keep up the great work that you do and your team does, and stay safe out west. And look forward to continuing this conversation in the future.
All right. Thanks, Donnie. Thanks, Todd. All right, you guys have a great day. Take care, everybody.
Hey, if you're a firefighter, law enforcement officer, or EMS professional who enjoys this podcast and would like some help with your work-life balance, you need to check out my Get Balance program. Not sure if you are balanced or not? Join me over at DonnieHutchinson.com and take the quiz. Together, we are going to get you balanced.